everybody. Cal Banion here. Cal Banion's Hypnosis Etc. with Meredith Locker and L. Ron Ferguson. This is a very exciting and special episode. By the way, if you're watching this anywhere else except CalBanion.com, you want to go there right now, CalBanion.com, because right below these videos, right down there, is a ton of links that are relative to this podcast. Now, it's especially true on this episode because we're going to be having links to some of our favorite podcasts because this is the top 10 episode. What we did was this is episode number 200. And that means what we're going to do, if you've been following this, the first 100, Celeste, my co-host at the time, what she did was her and I, we got together and we listed our favorite 10 of the first 100. Well, now Meredith, L. Ron, and I are going to identify our top 10 favorite episodes of the second 100, from number 100 to number 99. All right, let's see here. Is there anything else I want to do before I introduce? No, I'm set. I'm going to introduce to you first Meredith Locker. She is a true hypno one percenter. She's got a master's degree in psychology, an incredibly capable hypnotherapist, five pather, one percenter, and her practice is in LA. Of course, if I had a friend or relative that needed some hypnotherapy and they lived in the Los Angeles area, I would refer them to her. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing great, Cal. I'm excited. It's the 200th episode. Isn't this great?
I could not be more, I don't know, excited.
Me too. And you know what? I'm going to introduce L. Ron. I'm not sure if you guys realize how amazing L. Ron actually is. I don't know. I guess I think you do have an idea, because those of you that have been watching, I know that you are particularly big fans of him, because he brings this special fun comic relief to this show that no other possibly could. But L. Ron is one of the most, gosh, advanced, top of the 1% hypnotherapist that I have ever met. He works harder than anyone I ever know to really get this stuff down at a deep level, digest it fully, and goodness gracious, he is definitely someone I would send clients to or family to. He works out of the Banion Hypnosis Center here in Tustin. Definitely keep tuning into his shows, and here he is. It's L. Ron.
Well, thank you, Meredith. And wait a minute. Hold on. I smell something. It's the 200th episode, and to celebrate, we're going to have cake after this. Happy 200th episode.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Yay!
It seems like it's just been yesterday since we all started recording this. And now I have dessert all over my hands, but that's okay, because it makes the show a little, you know, gives it some sweetness. If y'all don't know who Cal is, by the way, since we are on Hypnosis Etc. by the Banning Hypnosis Center, Cal is one of the best hypnosis practitioners in the world, in my opinion. Not just my opinion, that's a fact. And it's always proved to everybody who comes here for our training. Synthesized five path, put this all together, and really happy to be here giving away all kinds of great information. So looking forward to these top 10 lists, guys.
Hey, thank you, L. Ron. Thank you, Meredith. Let me start off with just a couple really quick announcements. And hey, you guys that are watching this, how would you like to have links to every single podcast we've done? A link to all the links. All you got to do is sign up right up there somewhere. It says become a VIP member. Do that, and then you'll get this one long page. It has all the titles and links to every single episode we've done. And then also, I thought, you know, how can we make this special for you guys too? And what we're going to do is right down below here, we're going to put a 20% off coupon that you can use to purchase any of our training materials or anything that we provide you guys with on our website. So just look down there, and when you go shopping within this week, within this super week that we have this 200th episode, you can save 20% off of anything your choice. And then remember to go to hypnosiscenter.com, and that's where my schedule is. And I think by the time you watch this video, we're going to have a brand new version of our, probably one of our most popular websites, which is hypnosis.org, where we organize the world of hypnosis for you. If you haven't been there, go there. I think you're going to really like it. There's a free video there on how to hypnotize. You'll learn, some really cool insider tips, tricks, and techniques that you won't get anywhere else. All right. Okay, now we're on to the best of the best, the top 10 best of episodes 100 through 99 on this 200th episode. Now, just a little bit of background about how we got to this point. The 200th episode is going to cover the second 2 years. That's how long it's taken us, because we produce about one a week. And so 100 episodes, that takes almost 2 years to do. And so that's every podcast since January 23rd, 2009. All right, let's see. Some cool stats. Our first website, hypnosiscenter.com, was first published, went up when the internet was still very new, and that was in 1996. And it became official having its own domain name around 1997. This site was first published in 2005, and the first podcast ever on this site was done in audio form only. It wasn't a video, and it was published on June 30th, 2006. Now, what we're going to do is I put a link to all these different episodes I'm going to talk about right down below there. So if you want to see my first, and it wasn't too bad, audio podcast, you can go right down there. The first video podcast was published in January 19th, 2007. It's episode number 18. So I did 17 audio-only podcasts, and then we went on to video. The first Hypnosis Etc. program, using the format that we have today with a co-host, was when I was co-hosting with Celeste Hackett, and it was posted on August 6, 2007, just before I headed off to the National Guild of Hypnotists convention. And Celeste Hackett did an incredible 60 episodes with me, or possibly with someone else, like with my daughter or with Maureen, doing special editions. But altogether, she did 60. Elron, how many episodes have you done?
I have done 30.
30? All right,
yes.
You're halfway there.
And every one of them has been fantastic.
I agree. Hey, Meredith, how about you? How many have you done?
I agree, Elron. Everyone has been fantastic. In fact, my list is comprised solely of your podcasts. No doubt about it. It's 60. I have done 60. Can you believe it?
I can't believe the synchronicity of you being tied with Celeste today.
Wow.
It's perfect.
Wow.
Today is 61.
Oh, so today you break the record for co-hosting.
Dun-da-da-da!
And I think that all yours are absolutely supercalifragilistic.
Ooh, expiala hypnodosis.
That's right.
Hey, now, do you know what day, Elron, do you know what day Meredith started?
Nope.
Meredith, do you know when your first podcast was posted?
I was just trying to pull it up as we speak right now because I knew you were going to ask me that. I don't know.
It's February 13th, 2009, and it was podcast number 104. Which numerology, that means it's a 5, and it means you had too many irons in the fire.
Ain't that the truth?
Yes.
The Cal always has all the answers. That's why we're here, guys.
Elron, when was your first podcast?
It was November 5th last year.
Oh, that's close. I had November 6th, so that's really, really good. And it was podcast number what?
130-something?
142, exactly. Aww. Yes, good. All right, here we go. I'm going to start off, and then what we're going to do is we're going to take turns picking one of our top most favorite podcasts from the last 100. And our criteria is really what we think is really the most valuable for our viewers to watch. I mean, that's really what's important. And we may have some time to also do some honorable mentions. And when this is all done, what we're going to do is I have Taylor, who is our, you know, our very genius-like electronics, IT everything guy who's figured out how we could have three cameras going today, among other things. He's going to put each of our own individual top tens down there. Now, if we don't get through all 10 in this episode, then it will be in the next episode. So it's kind of a cliffhanger there. Okay, my first pick is... I wonder if anyone wants to guess. No, I won't let you guess. It was episode number 100. This is probably the one of all the early episodes in this 100 that we're going to mention now. Episode 100 is the most important because if you go there, you're going to get a synopsis of what was important in the previous 100 episodes. And if you're not familiar with Celeste, it'd be a good chance for you to see Celeste back in the days when Celeste was co-hosting. So we talk about what our favorite top 10 were from the previous 100. So it'll be a nice overview if you want to know back before the videos we're going to cover today. All right, that's my pick. Meredith, how about you? What's your pick?
You completely blew me away with that one, Cal. I was not seeing that one coming, but of course it's perfectly logical. I would expect no less from you. So my first pick is actually, I was so impressed with L. Ron for doing this, and it's actually the series where L. Ron shares what it is like to go through hypnosis, go through Five Path himself, and that's podcast number 168, and it goes through 171, and I just think it's so important for us to do our own work. It's so important for us to experience something similar to what we do so that we can be better at doing it, and I was just really proud of him for doing that. I know it wasn't easy, I'm sure, and so that's my top one.
Awesome. Elron, you want to add anything to that since it was all about you?
Yeah. You know, it's funny you mentioned that, Meredith, because as I was looking through, I was trying to pick my top 10 list, and I was thinking, yeah, I'll pick anyone but that one, but those ones. I remember after I'd done it, talking about it, everything was definitely a little fresh in my mind. It hadn't quite percolated enough for me to talk about it as lucidly as I'd like. But it was definitely just an incredible experience. I think the most important thing about that is for other hypnotherapists to be inspired to do that sort of thing themselves. That's the biggest takeaway of watching that series.
Awesome. Beautiful. Hey, so now the ball's in your court. You want to do the next pick?
Yes, I do. And my favorite... Well, one of my favorites, I would definitely have to say, would be Hypnosis Training Video Podcast number 181. And that is the first part of a series of how the Banning Hypnosis Center booked millions of dollars in hypnotherapy sessions and classes, part 1 through 3. And that goes episode 181, 182, 183. And those are, oh God, they're just so good. It's where I interview Maureen, and her and I talk about how to book clients, how to run your hypnosis business, how to handle objections, how to do the pitch over the phone, how to answer questions, how to really qualify people. And I mean, obviously, I love hypnosis, but what I also love is sales and being able to move your prospect to action so that you can actually stay in business and be a great hypnotherapist. Because, and we go over this in the episode, just because you're a great hypnotherapist doesn't mean that you're going to make money when you pick up the phone. And it's really all about getting your presentation skills over the phone honed when you're talking to clients and running your business. And we also go into appointment policy and some really important stuff. I just think it's golden. I think, and Taylor agrees with me, we should have put a little bit extra work into it and made it into a product and then sold it instead of putting it out there for free. So the value of it, I think, is just absolutely fantastic.
Cool. Hey, Meredith, you have anything to add on that?
I couldn't agree more. That's on my list, too. So I'm so excited you got that one. I think we're going to have a lot of the same ones on our lists.
Yeah, that gets 3 stars, I mean, out of 3, because that was on my list, too. But, of course, I have to pick Maureen's, because if I didn't, then I would be in the doghouse, I suppose. All right, good. Let's move on to the next one. I guess that's me. And I'm going to pick what's my favorite topic? age regression. So when we're going to do is, once in a while, we will nominate or pick a podcast that is really part of a series. When we do that, what we're really doing is we're picking the whole series. So I think my next pick is podcast number 108, 10 Keys for Successful Age Regression Work. And what makes it so special? Besides, I tell you what, it's the first of a series of 7 parts. I mean, it's probably the most in-depth piece of work on age regression on the internet. To get any more information about age regression, you'd have to be in one of our classes. Another thing that's cool is we hear all about Dylan, the tripod. Now, how cool is that? And we also find out why AR, with age regression, is superior to direct suggestion alone work, which a lot of hypnotists are still doing that. They're just, as my friend Ed Wunder calls, scriptnotists. And they're just reading script after script. And, you know, the profession really comes alive for you when you start doing this age regression work, and your work is just going to be so much more powerful. And it got tons and tons of comments, so I know other people liked it too. Either you want to comment about that one, number 108?
That was on my list too, actually, Cal. So we're definitely hitting on the same ones. I know age regression is the nuts and bolts predominantly of what we do, and it's so important. And, you know, it really, I think, is the hardest of all of the phases, or even if you're not a five-pather, of any of the techniques that any hypnotherapist would use. And so to really get into that and to learn how to do it right, there's nothing more valuable in our work. And so absolutely, that had to be in the top 10.
And you got to talk about tripod, too.
Yes, who is walking on all four now, so he's no longer tripod.
Awesome. Anything you want to say about that, L. Ron?
Yeah, just to expand on what Meredith said, I mean, it's fantastic that we actually have that out there for other people to watch for free. Just one of the most in-depth series on age regression, which is probably one of the most complicated processes that you can do in hypnotherapy. And, yeah, you guys just really delve into the nuts and bolts, the what ifs, the do's, the don'ts, some pretty hardcore stuff there.
Awesome. Good. Whose turn is it? Meredith?
It's mine. So I picked, as my next one, something that's kind of the partner to age regression, and that's age progression. And I really love the series that we did on that. I think that it hasn't been covered in such detail anywhere else, even in class, because you just don't have enough time to get into that in detail. And so it's podcast number 164. And of course, that's the first one of a 3-part series, 164 through 166. Just love it. Age progression is such a wonderful double check to make sure that the work that you did in the age regression was absorbed and fully realized by the client. And since people tend to get what they expect, it implants that suggestion of expectation for success in the future. And that's just completely minimizing it. I mean, there's so much more that you can get from the age progression part of age regression. And age progression is something you can do after any of the phases. And so it's just really beneficial. And I want you guys to watch it. So watch it.
Awesome. Hey, L. Ron, any comments you want to make about age progression or that particular video?
Well, aside from that particular video, age progression in general, absolutely essential to the age regression process, especially depending on different issues. You know, people who have a future goal that they're really interested in, just really hammering in that age progression is something that I didn't really even realize the importance of, to put a plug back to one of the previous mentions, until I had sessions myself, of just the true value of doing some really thorough age progression work.
Cool. And you know, I don't think there's really any other school of thought in the profession that really stresses age progression work as much as we do. And we use it beginning in phase 2, but we could use it in any of the phases or after any of the sessions that we do, because it really creates that mental expectation of success, like Meredith is saying. And also, it is a very good way to test the work you've been doing. For example, if you're doing age regression on a phobia, and then you do age progression into probable events where they could encounter the object of their fear, if they're still fearful of it, then you've just done a check, and you know that you need to continue with the age regression work. Awesome. Good. All right. Elrond.
Well, just as I'm listening, I'm trying to decide between two different ones. It's just such an internal conflict. But I'm going to have to go with episode 149, which is Understanding the Secret Language of Feelings Helps Hypnosis Clients Succeed. And I'll just go to say anything with Secret Language of Feelings, the Secret Language of Feelings in the title, is definitely something that you want to red flag and take a look at. Here in this episode, Cal just goes off for like 5 or 10 minutes on the secret language of feelings. And I've listened to the Balsam Library, stuff like that. For some reason, the way that Cal articulated certain aspects of dealing with your clients and implementing and integrating the secret language of feelings, there's some really advanced material in there, as well as just, you know, seeing it from such an application-based perspective that really made an impression on me. Particularly, that's a great episode.
Yeah, it's always fun when I go crazy, isn't it?
It is. You just get on this roll, and then you start to dig in a little bit deeper than I saw you previously. And I was like, wait, I got to take some notes. It's good.
Good. Well, thank you, Elrond. Meredith, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, the secret language of feelings is something that we use in every single phase with every single client. I mean, I use it in my personal life, you know, with every person I meet. I just feel like I have a better understanding of people in general because of it. And so I couldn't agree more that particular episode, as well as that topic in general, needs to have a home on this list, because it really is kind of this underlying thing that we work with in every single session. And so to get that on a deep level is imperative to be a one percenter, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun when you can tell people what they're really feeling, isn't it? Conversation. Well, you know, what you're really feeling is angry. Did you know that?
You make a lot of friends that way, don't you, Elrond?
I don't know what you're talking about. I never do that.
What does your girlfriend think of that?
What?
Ha 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 ha. He's thinking Cal had to sneak that in there.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. I was like, oh no, what am I? I'm talking about this. Oh no, he's going to make their whole relationship reference. And then, yeah, they don't like it, but they get used to it. You know, it's an acquired taste.
Wait, they, Elrond? How many girlfriends do you have?
What?
You said they.
I'm talking about, you know, never mind. Just never mind.
Just, you know, that makes me think, Elrond, how many wives are you going to have?
You know, I'm thinking of becoming Mormon, maybe. I don't know. Bring more women into heaven. Who knows?
Hey, there you go. Hey, guess what? We're out of time. Let me see. Who's going to wrap it up? Let Mr. Casanova wrap it up.
Yeah, right. You know what? I'm going to get in so much trouble for this. You have no idea. So much trouble. So, if you want to become a great hypnotherapist, and if you want to understand the secret language of feelings so that you can tell people what they're really feeling, and most importantly, articulate what you're really feeling in the moment, like right now I'm feeling slightly frustrated and a little bit, let's see. Yeah, just frustration mostly. So that's good. Because it's not the feelings that are bad, it's what you do with them that's good, bad, or ineffective. So trying something different, trying something new, let's focus on investing in yourself, taking yourself to the next level in the profession. Check out hypnosis.org, check out hypnosiscenter.com, take a look at our training schedules, take a look at our products. Learning 5-Path is really what's going to separate you from good and great as far as being a hypnotherapist. You can also learn 7-Path, you can also learn all sorts of other things that we want to teach you at our center here. If you want sessions, check out my website at safeeffectivehypnosis.com. You can come see me. You can come see Cal. Go see Meredith. Get the work done. Do the study. Become a better hypnotherapist. I'm Elrond Ferguson signing off.
Hey, Meredith, how about you? Closing words?
I can't stop laughing. Oh, my gosh. My stomach hurts. Thank you so much, Elrond, for just making life so much more joyful. I'm feeling happy right now.
You're welcome. I'm really glad that I can be kind of like the the little mascot that just brightens everything up. And I know, like, sometimes I get on here and I'm not very, feeling very, what's the word I'm looking for? schmaltzy, snarky, I don't know, one of those words, doesn't matter. And Cal goes, gee, Elrond, you're such a stick in the mud. You know, about the third episode, Elrond really starts to get going. And yeah, but he just knows how to get me. But that's why I'm here.
Oh, my gosh.
You got a boyfriend, Meredith?
My name is Meredith Locker. Please do send me your what-if questions. We are still collecting what-if questions. We have gotten some really great ones, but not quite enough to do a series on it yet. Definitely want to do a series on that, so please send them to me, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. My website is yourpathhypnosis.com. I'm signing off.
All right, this is Cal Banyan. I just want to say it on Meredith's behalf. If she does have a boyfriend, he's among one of the happiest guys in the world. That's all I can say. Anyway, Cal Banyan, make sure you go to the Solid Gold Weekend in next year in Anaheim. There's a link below. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only. May not be duplicated without written permission.